Something you might notice recently is that Launchpad is released on a regular cycle now. So we put out updates pretty much every 4 weeks. One of the guys who looks after that and pretty much set it up is Jerry Stanford. So Jerry, can you explain a bit about why we're releasing Launchpad on a regular basis?
Yeah, sure. There's a couple of reasons we're doing that. The primary reason is just that we can coordinate the activities a little bit better. The way that we put together Launchpad, do the releases, allows us to tell people when things are coming, allows people to anticipate new releases, new functionality, be able to prepare for them, change documentation, change procedures as they need to. There's a lot of nice effects for us as well, because now we can identify all the different pieces of work we want to do, put things into priorities a little bit better, and schedule them. And part of the scheduling process, we go through quality review assurance to make sure that the code we're putting out is actually worthy to be put out on a production system.
What is the process then from someone coming up with an idea in the team for a feature, from initiation of the feature through to it rolling out into Launchpad?
So what we do is we think of an idea or feature. A lot of times it comes from the user community. And then we document that in a specification, which is usually a wiki template for us. We also use the specification tracker. And we capture the initial idea and any of the basic use cases or rationale behind it. And then, depending on the size of it, for a large specification, for a large concept, we then usually get the appropriate people together in a room. It could happen at an Ubuntu Developer Summit, for example, if it's for Ubuntu. If it's for something else, like a feature to add to Launchpad itself, then perhaps some of the Launchpad developers might get together. And then we flesh out in more detail the rationale as to really what we're doing, the implementation about how we're going to do it, how we're going to test it, the impact it could have, how we're going to make database changes in the back end if we need to, things of that nature. And then from there, it goes through a review, make sure that everybody on the appropriate areas, if it's for Launchpad specifically, then the Launchpad team will then review it, and then we'll try to address anything that comes, any items that come out of there. From that point, it's assigned to a team, and then eventually from an individual team to a team member. And then that member will generally have a pre-implementation call with one of our internal reviewers. That are also on the Launchpad team. Our reviewers are typically senior developers that are on Launchpad. And then from there, after the pre-implementation call, they'll start working on the development. Now, while we're going through the finalization of the spec, just the drafting of the spec, and then the pre-implementation call, somewhere in that area, we generally have an idea how long it's going to take us to do it. And it may take a cycle length or maybe two or three cycles. And so we try to break that down into manageable chunks, and we'll deploy... In some cases, we'll deploy pieces of that over the course of one to two to even up to three different release cycles in preparation for the launch of whatever that feature is. And that's actually very good for us because it keeps the complexity low, which then, of course, helps us reduce the amount of bugs that we introduce. It keeps the code manageable, makes the code reviews easier, and ultimately allows us to produce a higher quality product for our end users. So once the pre-implementation call happens, usually that's about that time that we determine if we're going to split the landing of this up into different places, different pieces, you know, over the release cycles. We'll target those in particular. Usually I'm the one that does that, along with our release manager, Christian Rice, and the developers who are actively working on the particular specification. And then we monitor them over the course of each release cycle. The piece, I guess, that's probably the next thing to really talk about is release planning. For release planning, what we do is at the beginning of each, just before each release cycle starts, and our cycles are, as you mentioned earlier, about 4 weeks in length, we evaluate the specifications and also bugs, of course, during that time that we want to either specs that we want to complete or implement and bugs that we want to fix. And then we look at them for the current cycle, and we look at them and begin our initial planning for the cycle plus one. Curious users might go out and look at the Launchpad site and realize that we've actually have some specs and bugs targeted beyond 1.1.8 further out throughout the rest of the year, throughout the rest of the cycles. And we do that to try to help manage our workload because there's just so much stuff to do. There's a number of smaller bugs, a number of bigger bugs that are very complex. Same with specifications. We try to balance quality and new features and absolutely try to pay attention to the bugs that are impacting our users the most. We typically plan in a solid sense one cycle at a time. So if we're going to start the next cycle, you can pretty much guarantee that everything that's in that cycle, unless there's a problem that's occurred with either the programming, it's become more complex than we, you know, as we got into the code and looked at it, you know, or a bug resolution required a little bit more, then typically we're going to do what's in that specific cycle, the next one coming up. Things that are cycle plus one and beyond, a little bit more looser. We have them out there to help gauge our workflow, try to build ourselves a roadmap. They won't always come true. We may have some direction changes internally, the way that we want to prioritize some features over another. And so what will end up happening is that specifications and indeed bugs will also get moved around in there.
We've got a Launchpad beta testers team, and we've got about 300 and odd people in that team. How important is it for people to join that team in terms of road testing the features that we're rolling out?
Yeah, in fact, it's very important that, that we really enjoy and are very fortunate to have a good active beta test team. We use that. We use the beta test team to do a couple different things. A beta test in general, and typically beta testing is for brand new features that we haven't launched in Launchpad. We may have a specific feature in beta test for several release cycles. In fact, the beta testers help us do a couple really interesting things. The first is quality assurance testing. They help us find bugs and how in bugs in the new feature or things that were unexpected that we didn't think of when we were developing it. So it's very helpful because it limits the impact to the regular, the broader Launchpad audience, all of the various different users. The feedback that we get from beta testers on how a feature was actually implemented is also extremely important because in the past, for previous beta tests that we've used the team for, we've actually gone back and changed some of the dynamics and some of the functionality that we had implemented with feedback. So it's really a way of us gauging practical use of a really cool idea that we've had and we've tried to implement. So.
And also, just by people using it, even if they don't feed back any bug reports, for example, then we can get an idea of perhaps unforeseen bottlenecks or something like that. Would that be right?
Yep, that's correct. Another interesting... it's sort of an ancillary feature of having the beta test team is a lot of times we'll test in beta test and we'll keep that data, and the data will actually be stored from the beta test in our production systems, our production database. And then when that feature actually goes live, there's actually real data that's stored. So when people come out, like for example, the mentoring system that was deployed recently, when that deployed, there were actually a number of people who were signed up already as mentors. So there's actually real live data. We can see the dynamics of the real live data with the beta test. So more riskier features, we wouldn't put them into the production database, but things we have a high level of confidence that we've tested internally before we release it to the broader audience. But we want to take a little bit more care in doing that. That's when we use the beta test team. And also, as I said previously, to ensure we get good feedback from our user base.
That's really interesting. Thanks, Joey. And something that I think comes out of this little chat is that we're a truly international team. You say beta, I say beta. So there you go. All right, thanks very much, Joey. Cheers.